Oh, the porch should go all the way to this room?
All the way down past that bedroom. That's the new bedroom there.
Wait.
It would stop off about halfway from the living room. Well, not quite.
Is that like that?
Oh, so it goes like that and cuts off here? Is there a back porch?
Yeah, we do have a back porch. It comes out from the kitchen. And it stops off right at the kitchen door. And it goes all the way back.
Where's the kitchen door, Hannes?
Well, I imagine that would be right along the way. And part and the back porch is walled up. There's just part of it open, and the rest of it's built up so high and screened.
Which part is that?
Well, I would say you've got that about right.
Okay. Do you remember, let's see, to get from the porch to the ground, you have a... How do you get from the porch down to the ground?
Well, just the steps would be all. Then... I think there's two or three steps.
There's three steps.
Three. Kind of halfway out, so. You take all that kind of stuff for granted. Been here so long, because you just kind of get set in your ways and you just take that for granted. Well, it's there and I know it, and don't pay it no mind.
Yeah. Do you remember any old fashioned name for porch?
Yeah, a gallery. And that's about all I know. Used to call them gallery.
How was the house that you grew up in heated?
Fireplace.
Talking about the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through, you call that the...
The chimney.
Okay. What about this thing down here?
They call that the hearth.
Do you ever remember cooking on that?
We'd roast potatoes, sweet potatoes in the fireplace.
What would
That's
you
about all that we cooked. We always had the old wood stove. Cooked on that.
What would you use to cook in on the fireplace? What would you put the food in?
An iron skillet, I guess you'd call it. Dutch oven, iron, looked like an iron pot with the top on it.
Did this skillet have legs on it?
Some of them did, yeah.
What about the thing you'd use nowadays to fry eggs in?
Well, ours would be just the old plain old iron skillets. They wouldn't have legs on them. And no tops.
The thing that you set the wood on in the fireplace.
They call those andirons.
Any other name for those?
Well, the old folks would call them dog irons. Sure would.
What about this thing here?
That's a mammal. And they have different shapes and sizes.